Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Very, very, very special guest to open up this hour. Colonel Richard Kemp is a retired British Army commander who served from 1977 to 2006, and he is actually boots on the ground right now in Israel. Colonel, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it very much.
Can you start by just giving us your 30,000-foot view, your assessment of the situation?
Yeah, I'm sure your listeners are all well aware of the backstory here of the events on the 7th of October and the war since then.
And is Israel sort of wavering on this because of U.S. pressure, you think? I think in the beginning they were hell-bent on destroying Hamas no matter what, whatever the political or the public reaction was to it. But I feel like that has softened significantly here lately. And you know, I think they hunt them down until everybody's eliminated. But maybe that's sort of wishful thinking on my part.
I think it's certainly possible for them to do that, and I think the Israelis are determined to do that. And the Prime Minister of Israel made a statement today. Secretary of State Blinken is over here, and after he met Blinken, he reiterated that Israel would go on until Hamas were destroyed. But there is that question of what President Biden wants, and I think President Biden has made it clear publicly, as well as no doubt behind the scenes, that he does not want the hostilities to resume. He wants it to end. And, you know, Israel is a sovereign country, but at the same time, it's also highly dependent on the U.S., particularly in an intensive conflict where it relies on U.S. munitions. And so it puts Israel into a very, very difficult position. My hope is that, like you, is that Israel does not succumb to that pressure and goes on to the end to destroy Hamas as a threat to the people of Israel. I think, you know, the horrors of the 7th of October cannot be repeated.
What military advantages do you feel Hamas gets when they get a 24-hour reprieve from all the shelling?
I think there's some tactical advantage they can get by preparing their defenses against Israel's attacks. You know, they've obviously, in many cases, have been forced south from northern Gaza, those who have survived the onslaught there, and will want to prepare the ground there for Israel's resumption of operations. So this time gives them some, I would say, relatively minor advantage. But what they are hoping for, and I think what they're bargaining for, because they know that they've suffered enormously, and they know the only way they will survive is if Israel doesn't keep attacking them. And so I think that's their game plan here is to try and get international pressure to prevent renewed Israel attacks, because otherwise they're going to be wiped out, and if they're not wiped out, they're going to be effectively defeated by Israel.
They had to know when they were committing these atrocities that they were poking this bear. They had to know that, right? I mean, what did they expect was going to be the response in your mind from Israel after doing these horrible things?
Well, they knew exactly what the reaction would be by Israel, because Israel has reacted each time Hamas, as you put it, pokes the bear. The bear bashes the poker with its paw, and whenever Hamas has fired rockets, whenever they've attempted to get into Israel through attack tunnels, Israel has responded one way or the other, whether it's just from the air or whether it's from the ground as well. And they know that's going to happen, and that's exactly what they want to happen. They want Israel to react in this way because they know they're dedicated to the annihilation of Israel. They know they can't achieve that militarily. And so the only way they can achieve it is from international pressure on Israel, vilification, isolation, delegitimization. And so each time Israel responds to their attacks, they know that Israel is going to have to kill innocent civilians. Israel does everything it can to prevent that, to avoid that.
Right.
But when your enemy is hiding behind human shields, there is absolutely no way of getting at them without, unfortunately, killing some civilian. And that's what they want.
Do you think part of this plan was to maybe entice other Arab nations to join in this fight? Or do you think it's more, like you had just said, the isolationist angle of this? I felt like there was a certain amount of time in the infancy of this where it felt like, you know, Syria was involved and you know, Iran was going to get involved in more than they have. Maybe I know it's been a proxy sort of situation for them. But there was a couple of two, three, four days when we thought this thing could really erupt. Do you have that same feeling anymore?
Yeah, it's still on the cards. I mean, I'm sure your listeners know very well that Hamas and Islamic Jihad in Gaza are both proxies of Iran. And it was Iran that was behind this. And the immediate proximate cause, I think, of this operation was to try and disrupt the normalization process between Israel and Saudi Arabia, which was going ahead, which Hamas obviously, or which Iran in particular, does not want, because Saudi Arabia and Iran are enemies. Iran also has a very, very strong proxy army in the north, Hezbollah, which has 150,000 rockets pointing at Israel.
Right.
And it has proxies in Syria. And I think it's Syria and equally proxies in Yemen who have carried out attempted attacks against Israel. I think the biggest danger of all those three is the possibility of Hezbollah unleashing an attack against Israel. And I think that certainly could happen. If it does, it will expand the war dramatically.
Does that mean, in that case, the United States gets involved? It feels like that's the one button that if they push that we actually respond to. That's just my personal novice opinion. I'd get yours on that.
Yeah, I mean, I've got two thoughts on that. Firstly, I don't think the U.S. will get involved unless it absolutely has to. I don't think there's any desire or public backing, certainly not, in the White House backing for the U.S. to get involved in a war in Lebanon if it can possibly avoid doing so. And secondly, I think it's better if it doesn't, because I think Israel, if Israel's able to defend itself alone, I think that is far preferable, because what that shows is that it doesn't rely on Big Brother from across the Atlantic to come into its aid when it's attacked.
Yeah.
And that's really important from the perspective of other Arab nations who are becoming increasingly friendly with Israel, because Israel is a very strong country and a bulwark against Iran.
Retired British Army Commander Colonel Richard Kemp is kind enough to join us here today. We appreciate it very, very much. He's boots on the ground right now in Israel. I have two more questions for you. Just, real quick. We're watching this evolve all over the entire globe. Here in the United States, it's happening at a mind-numbing level, where in particular the college kids are coming out and are very anti-Semitic. What's your thoughts on that? I don't understand where this anti-Semitism is coming from, Colonel.
It's an intricate issue, and it's. I think people see, even people who saw the horrors of the 7th of October in many cases think, well, it was terrible, we don't like it, but Israel had it coming. Israel asked for it. And the reason they think that is because they've been swallowing for decades a very, very effective and intensive anti-Israel propaganda campaign, which started in the 1960s and has gained momentum ever since then. And they swallowed this lie that Israel is an illegitimate country, Israel has stolen land, Israel is oppressing the Palestinians, Israel has illegal settlements and illegal occupation, all of which are in fact lies. But people believe them, and they're believed in some governments, they're believed in the United Nations, in university campuses, among professors, etc. It's really taken hold, and so almost whatever happens to Israel, many, many people are going to be against Israel. Right. You know, this was unprovoked. Israel did nothing to provoke this attack, yet still Israel, in many of these people's eyes, is culpable.
That was going to be my follow-up question to you. You know, it's happening slowly, slower here, but Europe has had this massive Muslimification, if you will, and you know, even England, maybe the last one to feel this. And your thoughts on that? It seems like it's incredibly dangerous to have this happen, and we're sort of reaping what we're sowing here, aren't we?
We are, and we can see that on our streets on certainly a weekly basis, not a daily basis, where we have a pretty small Jewish population in the UK compared certainly to the US. And those Jews are living in fear of their lives. I've spoken to many of them, and they're sort of comparing what's happening now in London to Berlin in the 1930s when with the Nazis running the place, because they're feeling such fear from people on the streets, and some of them are saying we can't go, you know, we daren't venture outside our houses with a Star of David or wearing a skull cap. And that is a really terrible thing in the 21st century to have to accept. But it is, you know, it's a reflection of the fact that we now have in the UK an alien culture, a culture that is not our own culture. And many of the Muslim immigrants have been unwilling or unable to integrate and accept our culture and oppose it. And that does include, I'm afraid to say, it does include a great deal of antipathy towards Jews.
Colonel, I wish I had more time, but I just don't. I've got to run. Thank you very much. Boots on the ground. Be safe over in Israel. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Another colonel will join us next. Colonel Rob Simmons. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Audio Network.
For Z-Thac and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Thac product was based on his Nobel Prize nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of Spike. spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements are not evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Every day, our brave military men...
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. Special guest joining me right now, Colonel Rob Simmons, former congressman, former CIA agent. And Rob, before we get into this, I just want to play you a little snippet of Senator Schumer's speech up in Washington.
Between how Jewish people regard the rise of anti-Semitism and how many of my non-Jewish friends regard it, to us, the Jewish people, the rise of anti-Semitism is a crisis, a five-alarm fire that must be extinguished. For so many other people of goodwill, it is merely a problem, a matter of concern. After October 7th, Jewish Americans are feeling singled out, targeted, and isolated. In many ways, we feel alone.
All right, Rob, I know you're not necessarily a fan of Schumer, nor am I, but what'd you think of the speech?
You listened to the whole speech?
I listened to most of it.
So did I.
Yeah.
And I have listened to Schumer on many different occasions. And I have to say, on many different occasions, I thought he was cynical, snide, and shallow, just playing the political game that you would expect of a lawyer, Harvard undergraduate, Harvard Law School.
Right.
You know, on his way up, as he says, the highest ranking Jew in America and the highest ranking Jew in the history of America. So that he's climbing the ladder.
Sure.
But this speech, my wife and I actually both watched it. She said, come up, you got to listen to this. Mm-hmm. This speech was the best he's ever given, even though he read it, because it was from the heart. And it's very topical and right on. And one of the portions of it that really captured me was his personal story, where he says, my great-grandmother was told by the Nazis who had just invaded Ukraine, 1941, was told to gather her children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchildren on the porch of her home in the town square, where she was the wife of a revered rabbi.
Mm.
And more than 30 people, family members, gathered on the porch, aged 85 years to 3 months old. The whole family.
Right.
Four generations. And the Nazis told, he says, the Nazis told my great-grandmother, you are coming with us. And she said, no, we're not. And they machine-gunned down every last one of them, the babies, the elderly, and everyone in between. So this is his story. And he says, when the Hamas terrorists entered the kibbutz early on October 7th and killed more than 120 Jewish residents, from the elderly to the babies, it was a story similar to that of my family. And that's why, to me, the behavior of Hamas is not a surprise. Because we've seen it before.
Right.
We've seen it during the Holocaust. We've seen the systematic elimination of the Jewish people. 6 million, at least.
Right.
Into the ovens, shipped out by rail into the ovens, and incinerated and buried. We saw that.
Mm.
You read the history. I don't know what they're studying in college. I don't know what they're studying up at Harvard. But that's what happened. And this is what has happened again. And the shock to me was not that Hamas is doing this. Of course Hamas does this. So does Al-Qaeda. So does Hezbollah. Anybody who studied these terrorist groups, Iran, back to the embassy seizure in 1980, anybody who studied these at all with any kind of serious intent knows that this is what they do. But in the past, our response is not the response that we had this time. Our response has not been people across the country coming out in support of terror. College kids coming out in support of terror.
And we are seeing that coast to coast, unfortunately, these college campuses have been overrun by anti-Semitism. All right, Colonel Rob Simmons, thank you for breaking some of that stuff down for us. I really, really appreciate it. As always, you coming in here and spending a little time here on the national show. We got to take a short break. We'll come right back. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, filling in here on Fridays, the first hour for the great Wayne Allen Root. Wayne will be here in a little less than 60 minutes. Don't you dare move. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. The House expelled Republican Representative George Santos following an ethics report that strongly criticized his conduct. Before the Friday vote, Santos spoke with Fox News.
I want people to vote their conscience.
He's only the sixth member of the House to ever be expelled. Despite actor Jussie Smollett losing his conviction appeal and potentially facing prison, Vice President Kamala Harris's 2019 post labeling him a victim of a modern-day lynching remains online. An Illinois appeals court upheld Smollett's previous conviction on five disorderly conduct charges in 2021, stemming from his false claims of a racist and homophobic attack. The Philadelphia City Council approved a bill prohibiting the use of ski masks in parks, schools, public transit, or other city-owned buildings. Advocates say it will aid law enforcement in solving crimes, but civil rights advocates fear it could unfairly criminalize people of color. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. USA Audio Network, with over 40 years of military excellence, we lean on him for a variety of different topics. Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation, S. Bucci on Twitter. And I have to start with this, Stephen. It's a little bittersweet watching this exchange of hostages, because something inside me wants to just ground and pound Hamas into oblivion. And the ceasefire, although it's great to get the hostages back, I feel somehow this is a win for them. Right in the big picture, this is what they had planned and wanted all along. What do you make of this whole thing from the 30,000-foot vantage point?
I'm with you because this is not really a hostage exchange. This is an exchange of innocent hostages held by the Hamas terrorists for convicted criminals and terrorists held in the Israeli prison system. People who have had they were arrested generally in the commission of their acts of terrorism, and then they were given a trial, they had representation, they were able to defend themselves, and they were convicted and put in prison. One of the favorite ones is people saying, oh my God, look at this poor woman, look, the Israelis must have tortured her, and said, no, the woman has scars on her face because as she was trying to detonate her car bomb, it caught on fire instead of exploding, so she got burned really badly. Yeah, I guess that's the Israelis' fault because they didn't all die in an explosion. I have very mixed emotions, thrilled and rejoicing at the release of the innocent Israeli hostages, not real happy that they're now putting hardened, trained terrorists back, you know, into the hands of Hamas, who are going to probably, in very short order, be coming back at the Israeli citizens, not with any sort of ability to say, gee, I screwed up the last time. Now they're going to come back and probably redouble their efforts to kill innocent people. But, you know, it's the only way to get the hostages out. The Israelis are going to deal with them.
Right.
But then they're going to turn around, and as soon as they've gotten as many of the hostages out as possible, Israel has been very clear that the offensive will continue in an effort to destroy Hamas.
What do we know about the return to hostages? Do we know anything? I mean, I know the thoughts of this are grisly, but in particular, I'm concerned about the young girls. One can only imagine the horrors they've gone through.
I have not seen any specific reports. I'm guessing, you know, that's something they're not going to announce by name or as the individuals come out. They will clearly be debriefed to try and get any information they may have gathered by what they saw or what they heard, where they were held. But they will obviously do psychological debriefs to make sure, particularly with the young people, but with everybody, really, that they can get them the kind of help, both physical and psychological, that they will surely need after an ordeal like this. But you're right. After the treatment of the Israeli women, particularly the young women, during the October 7th incident itself, just horrific gang rapes and,
right,
you know, torture and just, I mean, horrific, horrific stuff. What did they do to those young girls or young women that they've held over time? One can only imagine. And I can tell you it's not going to be, you know, protect them and treat them with dignity and honor. Some of the debriefs of terrorists that were caught on October 7th who admitted, oh no, we were directed to rape people, to torture them, to belittle them, to humiliate them and anybody who would see the results of what we did as much as possible. That's a pretty horrific kind of psyop that they were doing there. And Lord only knows what happened to ones they've had for more than a month.
Right. I hate to say it, but it's ignorant to think that they haven't gone through the most horrific atrocities. imaginable. And again, they're just a shell of what they were when they were taken. To think anything more of Hamas, I think, is disingenuous. They're monsters. They're the worst of the worst.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have the evidence of what ISIS did, where they would deliberately go out and harvest women, and you know, then and the really good looking ones, the leaders got first, and when they were tired of them, they passed them down to their second in command, and then down through the ranks, so that some of these women were owned, and I'm doing that in air quotes, by multiple terrorists who just treated them, you know, as sexual slaves, and did horrific things to them. But even that paled next to what happened on October 7th. So if they did that in, you know, one morning afternoon, what the heck did they do to these people over weeks? It's scary to even think about. Like,
agreed. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, with us. There is a report coming out that I guess a number of these Hamas leaders have been eliminated. I'm not even going to dare try to pronounce half their names, but I mean, what's the corroboration on that? Have they gotten a lot of these bad guys, Stephen?
They have, Israel is pretty good at getting biometric data, you know, DNA samples, because they've been chasing these guys for a while. And their human intelligence is better than anybody else's in the region. Most of these guys, though, are tactical kind of leaders. These are the guys who are living in Gaza. So this is not the, you know, the fat dudes living in Qatar and out on the
right.
Yacht in the middle of the Persian Gulf there. These are guys on the ground operating. So this would be like, these are lieutenants and captains. These are not generals.
Right.
But that's good. You got to get those people in the middle, too. But I think that we can say if Israel says we killed, you know, Suleiman, whatever his name is, I never pronounce the names either. No offense to anybody out there with Arabic names.
Right.
They're just hard for Americans to pronounce. But they, you know, that I think we can say that if they say they got him, they probably got him. I wish they were going after those big guys.
Right.
And I think they should. And maybe after they get the hostages out, maybe there'll be a yacht or two that sinks in Middle Eastern waters soon.
Well, if there's a picture or some, you know, so the information is out there. We see photos of these men partying in these fancy hotels or wherever they might be. So what's the blowback if somehow a missile strikes that hotel or a yacht is sunk in international waters? Is there blowback from that?
Well, there would be a blowback in that there some of those governments they're trying to work with to improve relations. This would obviously probably put the kibosh on that if they went into their sovereign territory or waters and took this kind of action. I'll be honest with you. I think Israel would say, look, we asked you to give them back to us. These are the criminals that killed our people. You didn't. So, you know, we had to do a thing. And if I were in charge of the United States, I'd be telling Israelis, go for it.
Right.
Tell us which government you need us to talk to get them to back off and let you take care of this, and we'll get it done. I don't think that's what's happening with this administration, mind you, but that's what I would be doing.
There's a new poll out. Three-fourths of Palestinians support Hamas and the October 7th terror attack. 98% have a very negative view of the United States. Are you surprised by those numbers?
Oh, gosh, no. I'm surprised it's not worse. You know, the idea that, and I've said it, you know, that a lot of the Palestinians living in Gaza are prisoners of Hamas. They have to do what Hamas says. That said, they are the ones out in the street cheering when this stuff happens.
Right.
They're the ones chanting death to America, death to Israel. They're applauding the videos that were sent back by the Hamas terrorists doing these horrific acts. It's kind of tough then, you know, a week later when Israel starts pounding them, to feel sorry when they go, oh, this is terrible. Look, you know what what the mean Israelis are doing to us.
Right.
Well, man, you were just cheering. And we had the same thing after 9/11. You know, there were some countries, some Muslim countries, Jordan, for instance, that immediately approached America and said, we're going to stand with you guys. We'll help you any way we can. And they put skin in the game. But the Arab street, you know, the people out there, in this case, the, you know, rank-and-file Palestinians in Gaza and around the world, they think this is wonderful.
Right.
And, you know, we're seeing that in our college campuses, that, you know, Hamas apologist groups who now are not only the, you know, the students of Palestinian or Muslim descent cheering for Hamas, but they've convinced all their loony liberal classmates to go along with them. And a lot of their professors. And that's just, you know, nutty to me. How can you cheer for what Hamas did on October 7th? It was some of the most horrific stuff we have seen in history. And people are cheering for it. Oh, it's justified.
Yeah,
really? I just saw a picture on Twitter of Gaza just prior to October 7th with people all sitting on the beaches, going to the big hotels, shopping in the mall there. That's a pretty nice open-air prison.
Yeah.
Their duplicity is overwhelming.
All right, Stephen, I got to jump in. We're out of time. I thank you, as always, Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation, S. Bucci on Twitter. We'll come right back, USA Audio Network.
Most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Hi, this is Wayne on the Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148. Hi, this is Wayne on the Root for Colgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Colgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Take as little as 3 minutes to see if you could see.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne will be here right after the top of the hour. I got to get something off my chest. I have to get into something that has been bothering me. It's social media related. It's been bothering me because I think social media has devolved into a sewer. It's so overly destructive. I mean, I really do believe it is one of the major factors that will forever keep us apart. And let me explain. You know, I do this show every day. And part of my goal in doing this show is literally to bring as many voices together. Different opinions, different points of view, different perspectives. In the history of this show, I've had more regular liberal guests than regular conservative guests. So I have always presented an opportunity for open dialogue, always. But I just want to make sure everybody understands that the forum is wide open. That goes for callers as well. You know, you could pick up the phone and call me, whether you're left, right, center, whatever it is. But let me get back to the social media part of it. So every day, we post on Facebook. And what I want to dig deeper into is that there are some folks, in particular conservatives, who have no problem hanging their name by what they stand by and what they say. But, see, social media has devolved into this shadowy-like place where the worst possible human beings that God has ever breathed life into exist and flourish in those shadows. The worst of the worst survive in the shadows of social media. Zero courage, zero bravery. The anonymity provided by social media, these platforms, it emboldens individuals to engage in harassment. It just does. And again, I want to preface this by saying the folks who listen to this show and Wayne's show, They're not thinking like this. There's a name and an identity attached to their words. They're standing by what they say. And I would be willing to bet you every dollar that I have in my bank account, which isn't that much. Thank you very much, Joe Biden. I'd be willing to bet you everything I have that the overwhelming majority, 90%+ of the ugliness that occurs on social media comes from progressives. Most conservative-minded folks are willing to stand by what they say. See, most progressives are hypocrites, and all of their platforms on what they supposedly stand for are built on sand. They're always moving. They really have no belief system. It sways in the wind. They exist only to be like a parasite on humanity. Go look at what some of these people do. Grown men taking time out of their day to build fake accounts or creating phony personas with a fake picture of themselves on the Facebook or the Twitter. I mean, what a bunch of garbage. What kind of a coward are you to live your life like that? And social media has evolved into the sewer of humanity. You've got cyber stalking, cyber bullying, spreading of misinformation, erosion of privacy. These echo chambers where all of you with the same like minds go and spew your hatred. We do social media because it's part of the job, part of broadcasting. But I know for a fact I certainly wouldn't troll people with made-up names. I'd try to crawl inside that person's skin and think, what is it that makes you tick? How pathetic is your life that you're going to take a chunk of time out of your life daily to go hide in the shadows of social media and try to wax poetic about whatever you believe in? For you, it's so embarrassing. Like, how do you look at yourself in the mirror every morning? What kind of a man are you? Your father and your mother would be embarrassed by it. Your grandfather would throw up. This is what's become of my son? Wow. Talk about the feminization. And I know that's probably not fair to females. But where have all the men gone? God, stand up for what you believe in. This is a forum that you have. The phones are always open. For God's sake, even if you don't want to meet me face to face, pick up the phone and call me. You've got an opinion? Share it. I'll give you the opportunity both to sulk around in the shadows of the sewer and not attach your name to your ideas and your opinion. And that's no way to live. I actually feel bad for you. To think that's what's become of your pathetic existence. Trolling social media sites. Pretending to be something that you're not. In a way, I feel bad for you. All right, the one and only Wayne Allen Root has arrived, ladies and gentlemen, and he is up next. I wouldn't go anywhere. It's about to heat up. Keep it right here on the USA Audio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.